There's a bit of a backstory to this whole thing, which is that I was kicked out of Russia in 2005 because we had been complaining about some corruption in the companies we invested in. And so after I got kicked out, I removed the assets from the company. I took all my people out of the country, and I thought that was the end of my issues in Russia. But then we had this office raid where they took all of our stuff. And the first thing that the police did after they took our documents was they went to all of our banks looking for our assets. And the banks were empty because all the assets had been taken out a year earlier. And so after it was clear they couldn't steal the assets, they went to plan B, which was to steal the tax money that we paid. And there's actually a very funny part of this story. I mean, it's a very sad story overall, but the funny part of the story was that when they took over our companies, they then created $1 billion of fake liabilities. They forged some backdated contracts. And then they took those liabilities to court, and they hired a bunch of fake defense lawyers that we had never heard of to defend our companies. The lawyers show up in court and plead guilty to $1 billion of backdated liabilities, and the court awards $1 billion of judgments against our companies, which was how they got this tax rebate.
Now, you hired a lawyer for real, a man called Sergei Magnitsky. Tell us again what happened to him.
When we learned about this $1 billion of fake court judgments, we got a call from a bailiff in St. Petersburg that said, you owe a huge amount of money to these companies we had never heard of. And we said, how is that? We've never been to court. We've never heard of these companies. We immediately went through our list of lawyers. We said, who's the smartest lawyer we know in Russia? A young man who's 36 years old named Sergei Magnitsky was the guy who immediately came to mind. And we called up Sergei and said, we've gotten this strange call. Can you help us figure out what's going on? And Sergei then embarked on a 14-month investigation. He figured out that the police had taken the relevant documents. He figured out that the documents had been used to transfer the companies. He figured out the documents had been used to create these fake judgments. And he figured out that the judgments were used to get a $230 million tax rebate in one day. He put it all together in a tightly worded, very nicely produced criminal complaint, and we filed it with the general prosecutor in Moscow. But instead of the investigators investigating the crime that we were reporting,